old Babylonian religious system, creeds and dogmas. Come in here and we get it all cleaned out. Hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God is one God.
Amen.
There's three that bear record in heaven. Is that right?
Amen.
The Father, the Word, and the Son. There's three that bear witness in the earth. The blood and the water and the spirit, and these three agree in one.
Amen.
But the Father and the Word in heaven is one.
Amen.
Lord God Almighty.
Amen. Amen.
You have the water without the blood, you have the blood without the spirit. But if you get the water, you get the blood, you get
glory.
The
glory.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Glory.
That's a good, I just want to say amen.
Amen.
How many glad you got your name, John?
Amen. Amen.
Well, I'll say one more thing and then I'll go. Maybe, Brother Bates, I guess our beans is burnt up now.
Praise the Lord.
All right, now look at here. The true revelation of who Jesus is. Now, how can you possibly receive, how can you possibly receive a person unless you know his name? He's going to come in you, so you got to know who he is. And you, in order to have a son, you got to know what your name is. If it's Methodist, well, it's a Methodist son. But if its name is Jesus, then it's going to be Jesus' son.
Amen.
Therefore, that's why that Peter had us to be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ so we could receive the Son.
Amen.
Now notice here that after God appears to the church at this stage, after the confirming of the covenant, after we have seen God through the manifestation in the hand and heal the sick and see that he's in a person, Malachi 4:5, Luke 17:30. Then we come out of denominations when they've seen the oneness of the Godhead. As soon as you found a tape and heard that, you come out. How many say amen?
Amen.
All right, then after that, you was baptized in the name and you had your name changed from Methodist, Baptist, Presbyterian. Then now you're just, God had to do that so that you could receive the promised Son.
Amen.
Now the church is ready now. She's baptized. She knows who God is. And now she is ready. Let me say this. The church is now ready to receive the promised Son. Well, the next thing is the circumcision. And the next thing is the coming bodily presence of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Now notice this. The church is to be circumcised not on the seventh church age, but on the eighth day, which is the first day, which Malachi 4:5 said he'd come and turn our hearts back again. On the first day, which is the eighth day, which is the holy convocation, which is the 50th day, which is the release of the church, which is the going home of the bride.
Amen.
Praise
amen.
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 Glory. All right, now, after Abraham, the circumcised, the flesh of his foreskin, which is a type of the baptism of the Holy Ghost, the seal of God, what happens? He's sitting in a tent one day, and here comes God manifested in human flesh. Is that right?
Amen.
Coming down to meet Abraham. Revealed in human flesh. Is that right?
Amen.
Now, the promised Son today, we have seen the revealing of the promised Son. Is that right?
Amen.
Now, in order for us to know what the Son is going to look like today, the promised Son today, God gives us another divine revelation.
Amen.
To further our faith in the coming Son of God.
Amen.
He shows us the perfect plan of God in three persons as he comes down to Abraham in the evening time, right? He comes with three persons. Abraham runs out to meet him. The church runs out to meet him. And bows down to his feet and says, "My Lord, sit down on this tree and let me fetch you some water to wash your feet." Notice he said, "Lord." He's still holding that revelation of him. Notice there's three perfect people there, brothers.
Amen.
There was three people that come to him, but he didn't doubt about it. He run up there and fell at one of them's feet and said, "Lord."
Amen.
He didn't pay attention to them two others.
Amen.
But now notice when the two others went down the lot, Lot ran up to him and said, "Lords."
Amen. Amen.
Abraham said, "Lord, one God, let me fetch you some bread and wash your feet." Then there he showed us what the Son would do when he comes. when this promised son that's been revealed today as Malachi 4 and 5, Luke 17 and 30, he showed us what he would look like when he comes.
Amen.
And that he said to Abraham, Miss Jesus, Abraham, already got his name changed. Abraham, he didn't say Abraham, he said Abraham, Sarah, S-A-R-A-H, Sarah, I am going to visit you according to the time and season of life of Sarah, and I'm going to give you that son that you waited for so long. You got your name changed now? You know who I am. You're baptized right now. It's no use to hold it up any longer because you'll never doubt me, Abraham. I'm just going to go ahead and give it to you now. So, and then Sarah laughed in her heart and he said, why did Sarah laugh? He showed us what it was going to do. That when that promised son come, and you received it and it was made manifest in your life, it would say, the works that I do shall you do also, and the greater works than shall you do.
Amen.
And it said, the word of God is sharper than a two-edged sword, piercing, dividing asunder both joint and marrow, even the discerner of the secrets of the heart. Hebrews 4 and 12.
Amen.
There was the word of God revealing the secret of the heart in Sarah's tent. And then they embraced the promised son.
Amen.
Brother and sister, there's nothing left now but to receive the promised son. We have seen all these things in our life, and the next thing is the coming of your part of the covenant, which is to receive the great seal of God, to be filled with God, to go out of this world. Thank God that we see His plan in the Holy Scriptures. Let's bow down.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, because that you and I have got our name changed from Methodist, Baptist, Presbyterian, Pentecostals, the whole council, world council of churches, Esau is going to persecute us because we're going to receive the promise. God, to be filled with God, to go out of this world. Thank God that we see His plan in the Holy Scriptures. Let's bow.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Now, because that you and I have got our name changed from Methodist, Baptist, Presbyterian, Pentecostals, the whole council, world council of churches, Esau is going to persecute us because we're going to receive the promise. But anyway, I'm so glad that we got our name changed, even though that we will be persecuted from city to city, from post to pillar. We thank the Lord that He changed our name.
Yes.
How many want to raise your hands and say, Brother Bob, I'm so glad that my name was changed. I don't want to be called Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian, Catholic. I want to be called the Son of God, the Bride of the Lord Jesus. Let us bow our heads. Dear Father, we thank you, O God, that you have revealed to us in this hour. Revealed yourself as El Shaddai, the mighty God. We do so want to lean upon your bosom, nurse from thy great breast of the Old Testament and New Testament. Thy word is true, Lord. It is precious and pure. May we nurse from thee, Father, and get strength to receive the promised Son. Lord, Father God, we pray that you send the great Holy Ghost, which will be the great circumcision on the eighth day, and it will be the promised Son too, Lord. Father God, we pray, Lord Jesus, that we may be made ready for this great event. For, Lord, all things is ready, and there is nothing left but the coming of the great Holy Ghost. Bless us, Lord. Help us to walk in your word and gain strength as we are walking, resting, and trusting in the promise of God. Bless every uplifted hand, Lord. Lord, forgive me for not being able to be a better minister and pace myself more. Help me to be a better preacher, Lord. Help me, dear Father God, to be a better pastor, a better father, and a better servant to you most of all. Lord, bless these precious people. Give them strength. Lord, I love them and I pray that you'll make me a blessing to them as the days go on. Help us, Lord, to live for others. Yes. We might find our life in another world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's stand our feet. We don't have time to worship the Lord this morning. We're just going to, while Priscilla comes and plays our dismissal song, you come back tonight, and I'm going to do my best. I'll do my best to let you out about 15 to 9 or 9 o'clock. I hear you laughing. I see you laughing, but I'm really going to try to do that. I don't mean to hold you that long. It just goes by, and I just don't know how to do it. So let's bow our heads, and we'll ask Brother Klamer to dismiss us in a word of prayer.
Lord Jesus, we thank you for this message from the Lord Jesus. All the waiting now for the promise of the heavens, the promise of the Lord Jesus. We're waiting for you, Lord. Oh God, give us all of us need to stay. Oh Jesus, in your name to pray. Oh God,
yes, Lord.
Faithful, faithful to your power. Oh God, when we have to wait longer, oh God, let it be every time that we can pray in Jesus' name.
Yes. Take time.